Galatians 1 and verse 1. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice verse 4, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father, who gave himself. Look, if you will, in chapter 2, Galatians chapter 2, and let's look at verse number 20, Galatians chapter 2 and verse number 20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me, here it is again, and gave himself for me, gave himself for me. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray, dear Lord, that you will help all that's happened up to this point in time, dear God, be the introduction to the message, because I believe it has been. And so, Lord, I pray that we would walk away with a great truth tonight. And Lord, it's always going to be beneficial when we look at the supreme example, Jesus Christ. And Jesus, help us to want to be more like you. Help us to want to pattern ourselves after you. And I pray, Lord, that you'll help us to take this one aspect of your life, and Lord, we could mimic it, Lord, and continue to do so in this upcoming year. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated. If I had a title for the message tonight, it would be Thank You for the Gift of You. Thank You for the Gift of You. There's several times in the scriptures where you will see this little phrase concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. These two words that the Bible gives as testimony about his life, and these two words is this: gave himself, gave himself. In Colossians 1 verse 3, we just read, who gave himself for our sins. Galatians chapter 2 verse number 20, and gave himself for me. How about Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 and 6, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. Every single time we find these two words together in the verses that we've read so far, it's referring to the Lord Jesus Christ. How about Titus chapter 2? Come on, our theme verse here at the church. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Now, folks, listen to me. Every single one of us has the capacity to offer other people the, I think, most important and most Christ-like gift that we can give to anyone else, and that is the gift of you, the gift of yourself. Let me say some things in introduction about that. The gift of you, I believe, is the most Christ-like gift that you can give. Jesus came, and he gave himself for us. Let me say something else about this. The gift of you is a gift that can be given repeatedly. Now, gentlemen, there's some things you can get your wife that you wouldn't want to get her repeatedly, okay? So if you bought her a watch this year, that would be great. And then if you bought her a watch next year, I'm not saying that would be out of bounds. Maybe she needs a different color watch. I don't know. But after the 24th or 25th watch, you really need to get a new idea, okay? All right. Now, with some of the gals, shoes, there's no limit, all right? You can buy, don't buy your wife a pair of shoes. Let her buy her own shoes. But there's some things that would get to be repetitive and ridiculous in the giving. But you know what? The gift of you is a gift that can be given repeatedly. Let me say this about the gift of you. The gift of you is the most valuable gift that you can give. And you say, well, preacher, you know what? I bought my wife a very expensive very expensive gift, or I've bought somebody, my mom, my dad, a very expensive gift. Well, and that cost you money, and I do understand that it took your life, your time to earn that money. But folks, when you give the gift of you, you're giving time, and there's no way you can ever get that back. And so when you give the gift of you to someone else, come on, just like Jesus gave the example to us, the gift of himself, who gave himself. When you give your time to someone else, you give your life when you give your time, because there's no way you can go back and get that time back again. And so the gift of you is the most valuable gift that you can give. Number four, the gift of you is the gift that we can most easily, listen to this, take for granted. Take for granted. Kids, look right up here. Oh, you're going to understand it better one of these days, and I'm not upset with you. You're the age you are. You're where you're at. Oh, but sometimes I want to sit down with every one of you children and say, would you just watch your mother? Would you just see how much of your mother's life she's giving to you and for you every single day? And would you appreciate the value of that gift? Sometimes I want to sit down with young people and say, would you please take notice of how much time your dad spends out working a job? And you know what? Putting in time. Why is he doing that? He's doing that to put a roof over your head. He's doing that to put food in your stomach. And you know what? We ought to be, if we're not careful, one of the gifts that's most easily taken for granted is when somebody is giving the gift of themselves to us. And it's easy for us, come on, in this entitlement mentality, to just think that everybody owes us something. Well, wait a minute. You know what? If somebody's doing that for you, they're doing it not because they have to. They're doing it because they want to. And that is a sacred and a precious gift, and one that we ought not to take for granted. Let me just kind of talk down through some of these truths that God shared with me as I was looking at this little phrase and kind of chasing it through the Bible. These phrases about Jesus where it says he gave himself. First of all, I think we ought to just start with this. Let's be reminded that Christ gave himself for this sinful world. That's what it said in Galatians chapter 1, who gave himself for our sins. By the way, it's easy to say for God so loved the world, but I want you to realize that God loves you. It's easy sometimes to say, well, God, Jesus died for the sins of all mankind. Yes, he did, but he died for your sins. And I think until the sacrifice of Jesus Christ becomes personal, you're probably never really going to be saved. Because it's easy to understand some general biblical truths about what Christ did and never, come on, apply them to your personal life. Hey, when I got saved, I'm going to tell you what prompted it. It's when I realized that Jesus had died for me, not just the world, but for Jerry Ross, that I needed to be saved, that I needed a Savior. And Christ gave himself for this sinful world. And we're blessed to have a Savior that loved us so much. Come on, that he gave his life as a ransom for many. So Christ did give himself for this sinful world. But one of the other things I noticed is the way that God inspired Paul to personalize the gift in Galatians 2:20. That's why I wanted you to see that verse also. He said this, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So yes, Christ died for a sinful world, but as I mentioned ago, he also gave his life for the individual. Now watch this, folks. We know that he gave his life as far as dying for us. But if you'll go through and you'll read the Gospels, you'll find out that Jesus was very generous with his life, with his time, and he spent a lot of time investing in individuals, talking to individuals, helping individuals. And most of the people that came to Jesus had problems. Come on now, they had issues. They had needs. And you know what? Yet you'll never find a place and time in the scriptures where, you know what? Jesus just looked at somebody and said, listen, I've helped 15, 20, 30, 100 people today. Listen, I'm just tired. Just go away and leave me alone. You know what? The more people came, the more Jesus gave. And he just was willing to pour out his life into others. And again, let me just say this. You know, I guess tonight was a little bit of a representation of that very thing. And, you know, again, folks, please forgive me if I've overlooked a job or a position, and like I've tried to plead with you and tell you, you know, I'm just one person. Sometimes I'm not going to get everything right. But if, you know, I'm just so glad that we took the time to do this year. Because I guess it's a way of saying thank you for being willing to give of your life, give of yourself. Because, and not just, like I said, for 6 months or a year or just until the nudist wore off or until, you know what, something didn't happen the way you wanted it to, so I'll just quit. You know, that never carries on the work of God. Let me tell you, if there is a secret, you know, outside, of course, the blessing of God, the good hand of God upon us, but if there's a secret to the stability and the blessings of that's come upon Blessed Hope Baptist Church through the year, it is, folks, the faithful laborers that are serving in the shadows that nobody hardly ever notices and nobody hardly ever mentions. And you know what? They don't even care. They're just glad to be involved in serving the Lord. And I want to challenge you as you look into 2024 to purposely take the time and just ask the Lord to direct you in this. You see, Christ gave himself for individuals. He gave himself and invested his life in individuals. And when you invest in other people, you know what? That makes a difference. And that difference may not be seen short term. You know, over the years, me and my wife have invested in a lot of people, and sometimes it looked like maybe it was a waste. Maybe it wasn't appreciated. You know, maybe it looked like it didn't make a difference in their life. But you know what? You just hang in there and serve the Lord long enough, you know what you're going to find out? A lot of those things come full circle. And sometimes, I'm saying this as an encouragement to all of you that are working behind the scenes, and sometimes you're not seeing the results that you wish you could see. I want to just say to you that, you know what? You're going to be shocked, I think, if you'll just stick with it, how many times there's going to be somebody that comes back and expresses to you the difference that you made in their life that you did not even realize you were making at the time, just because you were willing to invest in others. Hey, let's work. Let's start within our own families and work out. Okay, Christ gave himself for the individuals. Husbands, isn't that what the Bible says here? It says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." Hey, gentlemen, why don't we just, in a way we never have before, let's just really give ourselves for our wives. Let's give ourselves for her. Let's invest in her in 2024 to a higher degree. Come on, a higher level of love, a higher level of appreciation. Come on, more thoughtfulness, more tenderness, more concern, more appreciation, more thank yous than we've ever done before. Wives, invest in your husband. You know what? God looked down when he created Adam and he said, "It's not good that man should be alone." And the honest truth is, your husband needs you. And you're part of God's great plan in the construction of a biblical family. And he needs you as that precious helpmeet. He needs you as the mother of his children. He needs you as the grandmother of the grandchildren. And you know what? Let's just invest in each other's. Come on, we could go on. Kids, you can return that back to mom and dad. Fathers, mothers, let's invest in our children. Brothers and sisters, let's invest in each other. Let's just pour our lives into each other. Be willing to give ourselves a ransom for many, just as Jesus did for us. But listen, don't let that stop within the boundaries of your biological family. You know what? Jesus also, the Bible says, gave himself for the church. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Christ loved the church so much, he was willing to give himself. I'm passing out these faithfulness plaques, and I'm thinking all of the hours. Folks, this is 10 years, but those years are one day at a time, one week at a time, hours upon hours upon hours upon hours of somebody investing in their church family, being a blessing to their church family. I mean, we've recognized everything from a dear lady in our church that for 45 years, made bus treats for bus kids. I mean, that's just remarkable. You know, investing just in little ways. How can I make a difference? How can I be an encouragement? You know, sometimes it's not a job. Come on, it's not a title. Sometimes it's not a position. Sometimes it's a note. Sometimes it's noticing when somebody's not here and just texting them and saying, hey, are you okay? You know what? It's the little things that make the big difference. Come on, Sunday school teachers. Sometimes it's going by when you really have 100,000 other things to do this week, but you had that one kid that didn't come to Sunday school last week, and God won't get him off your heart, and you take the time and you knock on the door, and you just don't know down the road what that's going to mean in that kid's life. My Sunday school teacher missed me. My Sunday school teacher came by to check on me. Somebody cares, because folks, listen to me. In this old dark, wicked world, there's a lot of young people that really believe that nobody cares. And you know what? I hate to say this, but that's true in a lot of arenas. But you know what? It shouldn't be true in the Church of Jesus Christ. Everybody needs somebody to care about them. I want to say it again. Everybody needs somebody that will care about them. And you know what? Christ loved the church. I feel like that over the last few years, and I've always loved Blessed Hope Baptist Church. I've always loved the people of Blessed Hope Baptist Church. But I just feel like over the last couple of years, I just sit up on the platform and I look over the auditorium and I just want to weep sometimes. I'm so thankful for you. I'm so thankful for the people that God's brought together here. Me and my wife, there's no way for us to express how much we love you, how much we think about you, how much we pray for you, care for you. And you know what? I guess as the pastor, one of the things I want to do sometimes is say, you know, come on, let's get all the kids in the room around the kitchen table. Hey, listen, love each other. Care for each other. Lift up each other. Pray for each other. Come on, it doesn't do anybody any good. Come on, to nitpick at each other. Come on, talk down each other. Make fun of each other. Come on, what is that? That has no place in the family of God. Just love people. I mean, just love people. Just love each other. And you know what? Love the church the same way that Christ gave the church, gave himself for the church. And so Christ gave himself for the church. And I want to say this last of all, Christ gave himself for a reason, for a reason. We mentioned the theme verse in Titus chapter 2, looking for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us. Now think about this, we stop there. Who gave himself for us? But wait a minute, listen. Who gave himself for us? That he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. And you know what? Jesus Christ gave himself for me so that he could make a difference in our lives, so that he could purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Listen, he didn't save you so that you would stay the way you were before you were saved. He saved you so that he could then begin to change you and transform you and grow you. One of the things that I want to say from time to time, Blessed Hope Baptist Church, is this. You know what? If you come to Blessed Hope Baptist Church and God leads you here, one of the things that I want you to hear from your pastor is this. Your pastor and your pastor's wife, I can speak for the two of us, I know. You know what? We will love you exactly where you're at. Where, when you come here, wherever you're at in life, whatever your circumstance is, you know what? We will love you and accept you where you are at. Now listen, that's what most liberal churches say, but they won't say the next thing, okay? I will love you and accept you where you're at. But my job as your pastor is not to allow you to remain where you're at. And you know what? One of the things that you need to understand that will happen if you're in the right kind of church is this. If you come to church and you send into the preaching of the Bible, it's going to challenge you. It's going to, come on, it's going to convict you sometimes. And you can't walk around, come on, just I'll go till he says something that hurts my feelings. And then I'm not going anymore. Oh, so you've arrived? You're like Jesus Christ? You're at perfection? You know, the Church of Jesus Christ, listen, it's here to challenge us to be more than we are for the Lord. Listen, I don't know about you, but already, I do this every year. You're very familiar with it. I'm pretty transparent about it. But every single new year, I spend some time looking back at the previous year. And you know what I want to do? I want to thank the Lord, first of all, for all the good things he's done. But I also want to evaluate where I am in key areas of my life. And then I want to say, God, how can I be better? How can I be better? And aren't you glad, folks? Listen, growth of grace is a process. It's a lifelong process. And nobody here is expecting somebody to go from here to here, you know, in a year. We all grow. We all have to, come on, aren't you glad God was patient with you and is patient with you? I'm glad he's patient with Jerry Ross. But there ought to be something inside of me. Listen, because Jesus did give himself for me, man, I want to give myself for him. I want to be better for him. You know, I want to be more holy. I want to separate myself from wrong practices. I want to be more obedient to the Lord. I want to say thank you to him and tell him how much I love him. Come on. Wasn't it Jesus that said, if you love me, keep my commandments? One of the best ways you can really tell Jesus Christ you love him is just go to the Bible and say, Lord, in what areas am I not being as obedient as I ought to be? And you know what? I want to start growing in that. Come on, growing in that area of my life. You know what? There's some areas that I can be better for the Lord. And like I said a minute ago, none of us has arrived. And that's what a church family is all about. Hey, we're all on this journey together. And nobody's arrived. And you know what? All of us struggle. Come on, against the flesh. Come on, against the flesh and the devil and the world and everything that's thrown at us. But you know what? There's a place to come. There's a place to come a couple times a week and get some encouragement. Learn a little bit more Bible. Amen. Help us to make decisions. Help us to hear the voice of the Lord a little more clearly in our lives. And then you know what? Come on, after Sunday, you know what we do? Let's go out and hit it for another week. And let's try to be a little better for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's try to make a little more difference for the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you know what? We show up the next Sunday and you know what? We learn a little bit more. We come on, rub shoulders with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Get a little encouragement. Come on, praying one for another. Rooting one for another. Encouraging, exhorting one another. And then you know what? We go out and hit it again. And if you do that and make church just a regular part of your life, you know what? You're going to start seeing that change, that transformation that only Jesus Christ can do. I've had people say, man, I'd get saved, but there's no way I could live it. You know what? You're not going to be able to live it till you get saved. But once you get saved, you know what? With Christ's help, you can do it. You can do it. You're not going to do it perfectly. None of us do it perfectly. But boy, you can grow in grace. And so I wanted to encourage you as we're kind of closing out 1 year and we're talking about this matter of Christmas and gift giving and all of that. I don't know if there's a better gift. Come on, I don't know if there's a better gift that you or I can give to each other than the gift of ourselves. Let's invest in people and let's do it for the glory of God. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the time we've got to spend. Oh, I've been blessed since I walked in the door with the fellowship. And then the joy of listening to the children sing. Lord, thank you so much for all that you do in our hearts. To be able to give, as the Bible says, honor to whom honor is due. And recognize some folks that have been faithful for a lot of years. Just pray, Lord, that you continue, dear God, to help us as we try to live out the Christian life. Lord, we want to fulfill your will. Lord, use each and every one of us this week in some way, dear God. Lord, may we make a difference in somebody else's life. It may seem like such a small thing. Maybe it's just a word of encouragement. Maybe it's a quick text, a note, just a visit. Lord, but we just don't know sometimes in eternity what that will measure out to be. And Jesus, thank you for giving us an example. All through the Bible, over and over, we read these two words, gave himself, gave himself, gave himself. Lord, I just pray, dear God, that we would give the greatest gift of all, the gift of ourselves as we invest in others around us. We pray these things in Jesus' name.